Would you just join me for a moment? Praying for the group down in the village, the group in the cottage, having their services this evening. I do know for a fact that the group at the cottage, their service is just about over. And the reason I know that is because I was down there talking to them. I came in, told them a story. Several years ago, we took my daughter's adoption story and turned it into a fairy tale that had some spiritual connotations to it. And so when Sister Carolyn asked if maybe some point we could say something to them, I says, yeah, sure, I can tell them a story. And we talked to them about how Jesus fixes broken hearts. And four of them gave a testimony and told how in these last several days they asked Jesus to come into their hearts. And so I said, see, he fixed your heart, your heart. He cleaned it. He fixed it all up. And so could we just pray? And then, of course, the boys, they're probably gathering just about now down in the village. Let's believe that the Lord's going to minister to them, meet them. We're so glad our brother Trevor's here. Maybe, I don't know, not going to put you on the spot, but at some point, if you want to give us a little report, I know Brother George told us a little bit about the lessons. We would love it. And if not, that's okay. This is your day off. You are in our prayers, and that's okay too. And I really do mean that. I'm not being facetious. I say something to my kids sometimes, and they say, can you imagine an 8-year-old looking at you going, are you being facetious? So I have to clarify sometimes, I'm not being facetious. I really mean this, but we do. So let's look to the Lord. Let's believe that he will come and minister to them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come to them. How about each one of us just now? Let's all look to the Lord. Let's not wait for someone to lead out. If someone wants to lead out, please do, or one or more. But each one of us just now, look to the Lord. Say, Lord, come. Jesus, come. Come to those precious boys, those boys and girls. Jesus, come. Lord, we believe you. Lord, we believe that you will. Jesus, we look to you. We believe you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the many blessed steps tonight of finding you. Yes, Lord,
Jesus, Jesus.
We know that you can deal with kids that age.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, that you are working. We thank you,
Jesus,
for what we just heard.
Jesus,
of these four who gave their hearts to you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That you would increase that hunger for Jesus.
Yes.
Put a love for Jesus in their little hearts, Lord.
Jesus.
And they go on to serve you.
Yes, Lord.
May this be a lasting experience, Lord, throughout their lifetime.
Yes,
may they look back at this time.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, you are powerful. You are able to speak through your word.
Hallelujah.
And to save little children. And we pray, oh God, that you will continue the work that you have begun down there in the cottage and the others. Lord, we thank you for each one that has been brought to camp, that came to camp.
Yes, Lord.
And we know that you want to do a work in their hearts.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name I ask this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We agree together, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus, we believe you. We believe you, Lord. We believe you. We claim your
spirit, Lord Jesus.
We believe,
Lord
Jesus, we believe. Lord, we thank you for the answer. We thank you for the answer, Lord. We have made these requests to you with thanksgiving because we know that you hear and that you answer. Our prayers have risen up to you like the incense that we read about in Revelation. And we know that you hear, that you will speak, you will act, and we claim it, Lord Jesus. Even as we know that your presence is here, Lord, we know you're going to work in our hearts. Going to work in our lives today. Going to make us more like yourself. We know you are doing it. And we claim a further work in each one of our lives this night. We pray this all in Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen. 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 Let it be so, Lord Jesus. Page 31 in our brown book. Page 31. Jesus Christ is made to me all I need. Look at all that Jesus supplies to us in this song. It's marvelous. And there's some of what we're going to look at tonight is embedded in here as well. So let's sing. All I Need.
all together. 31. Jesus Christ is made to me all I need, all I need. He alone is all my plea. He is all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power, holiness forevermore. My redemption full and sure, He is all I need. Jesus is my all in all, all I need, all I need. While He keeps, I cannot fall. He is all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power, holiness forevermore. My redemption full and sure, He is all I need. He redeemed me when He died. All I need, all I need. I with Him was crucified. He is all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power, holiness forevermore. My redemption full and sure, He is all I need.
What is it that you need tonight? Do you have a need? You know how often Jesus said to people, what do you want me to do for you? Now I know He knows us better than we know ourselves. But perhaps there's a need that you have on your heart. Reason you came up to Pilgrim Camp. Well, here's your answer. Your answer is Jesus. All that I want, all that I need is in Jesus. Maybe there are some here looking for wisdom. Maybe there's a besetting sin. Here's your righteousness. Maybe the devil's been a little too successful with you this year, or today, or this week. Here's the power. Here's the holiness. What do you need? Claim it tonight, whatever it may be. Jesus is all you need. Everything that we need is found in Christ. So sing this, worship, open your heart, and let Him work in you and do what He wants to do for you. Let's sing it together.
Glory, glory to the Lamb. All I need, all I need. By His Spirit sealed I am. He is all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power, holiness forevermore. My redemption full and sure, He is all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power, holiness forevermore. My redemption full and sure, He is all I need. We worship You, Lord. We praise You. We worship You, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We glorify Your name. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Oh, Lord Jesus, we worship You. We worship You, Lord. We glorify Your name. You are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship You, Lord. We bow before You. We worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. In Your holiness, Lord Jesus, clothe us with Your righteousness, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Of God, look to the Lamb of God, for He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. 175. Let's sing a few of those verses. 175. I remember singing this at camp when I was a camper on a Sunday. Together. If you from sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God. He to redeem you died on Calvary. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the to the Lamb of God. When Satan tempts and doubts and fears assail, look to the Lamb of God. You in His strength shall over all prevail. Look to the Lamb of God. The third verse. Are you aweary? Does the way seem long? Look to the Lamb of God. His love will cheer and fill your heart with song. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. Fear not when shadows on your pathway fall. Look to the Lamb of God. In joy or sorrow, Christ is all in all. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in God's word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. 'Tis recorded in his word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and
I want to just thank everyone for praying for us down in the village. We feel the prayers. And thank you for all the support. As far as the boys are going, the younger ones, well, we all had a lesson on the rich young ruler and his encounter with Jesus, and in bunk devotions, we carried that a little bit further with the younger groups, and tried to explore a little bit with them, what are the things that might be preventing them from putting Jesus first in their lives. And so we thank the Lord, there were some good discussions with them about the things that they might be spending too much time on, things that get in the way of seeking God. And so, they thought about those things and confessed that, there are things in their lives that take a lot of their time and a lot of their focus besides Jesus. So we're trusting the Lord to help them in these coming days.
Yes.
To help them to really give their hearts to the Lord and put Him first in their lives.
Yes.
And another thing that was mentioned is the fruits of repentance. Mm. Because, I'd say, in my group, everyone says they're a Christian. And many of the boys, they profess to be saved, but there's still a lot of, bickering or arguing or fighting. And so we want to trust the Lord to make it real in their lives, their
yes.
salvation, help them to live it out and have it to be real in their lives, not just something they know in their head, And then I heard that the older boys, they come to the lessons in the mornings that we're all having, but they also feel that they need something a little more aimed at their age. So we're trusting the Lord to help us to speak to their particular needs, the older guys,
sure,
because they have issues at their age that they're struggling with.
Yes, sure.
And I think they were, from what I hear, they were very open about that with their counselors. And so I think that's a great start, you know, for
yes,
them to be expressing that.
Sure.
So we thank God that, you know, those conversations are happening.
Yes.
Yeah. But we want to see, you know, they're looking for testimonies and, you know, how did you overcome in your life as a
yeah,
counselor?
Sure.
That kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So they need some practical help, and we're trusting the Lord to provide that and speak to their needs. So if you can pray for those things,
yes,
that would be helpful to them.
Absolutely. Let's do that just now. We sang wisdom, righteousness, power. Jesus gives that to us. Let's believe that he'll give that to the counselors. Every counselor, every group, Lord will provide the exact wisdom that they need. And then, of course, the righteousness, the power of the Holy Spirit. Because that's what is needed for breakthrough in these boys' lives. So let's pray. Let's just now, let's believe that the Lord will come and he'll minister. He'll minister to them. Sister Aletha, would you lead us, please?
Jesus. Our Father, we thank you for what you are doing in the lives of these boys.
Jesus, do
we
it.
We just pray that you'll come to them even tonight in a very yes, special way.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You know the needs of each one.
Yes, Lord.
And you know how to minister to them,
Jesus,
and how to reach them, and
Jesus,
how to
Jesus,
encourage and instruct the counselors to reach these fellows for you.
Jesus, yes.
Their needs,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
provide them with answers. Only you could provide them with answers.
Yes,
pray
Lord,
that you'll help them as they look
yes,
at their lives and look to you to see what you want. That you'll work in them in a very mighty way tonight,
yes,
Lord. May there be some real victories.
Yes,
in
Lord,
village,
Jesus,
tonight, Lord.
We believe you, Lord.
Supernatural victory.
We believe you, Lord.
We thank you,
Jesus,
Lord. We agree together,
yes,
and we're
we
claiming
do,
it for each of the fellows that are down
Lord
there.
Jesus.
That you'll do your work,
Jesus,
and it will be a lasting work. We thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Amen. 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 We do pray. We pray, Lord Jesus. 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 We pray. Amen. Lord, we pray. Lord, we pray. Jesus. Let's sing page 211 in our hymnals, our brown hymnals. When I See the Blood. Thank you, Brother Trevor, for that good report. It's nice to sometimes have some direction, know exactly what needs prayer. We're grateful for that. Let's continue to believe the Lord will minister to our brother as he's in the service tonight, as he has a chance to take a little breather from his duties. Let's believe God will minister to him and to all the counselors. God will continue to strengthen them. Strength equal to their task. Let's believe. When I See the Blood, page 211.
Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Chiefest of sinners, Jesus will save. All he has promised, that will he do. Wash in the fountain, opened for sin, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I pass, I will pass over you. Judgment is coming, all will be there, each one receiving justly his due. Hide in the saving, sin-cleansing blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Now you all know, just to be on the safe side, you all know where this song comes from, right? Everybody knows this is from the Passover. You know the story, right? That 10th plague, the final victorious plague that God sends against Pharaoh and his house and all of Egypt, that just so stiff-necked and refused. Who is the Lord? Pharaoh said, who's the Lord that I should worry about him? Well, God showed him who he was. And the Lord said that night, said to Moses, I'm going to send the death angel throughout all the land. Could you imagine that? The death angel throughout all of the land. Not one household's going to be spared. The oldest one of each household, from Pharaoh's palace to the dungeon, they're all, the firstborn, are going to be smitten. Unless you take a lamb without spot, without blemish, you kill that lamb and you roast it with fire and you partake of the flesh of that lamb and you take its blood and you dip hyssop into it. You mark your doors. And as the death angel goes throughout the land, you realize he was going to go to where the Jewish people were. He was going to go to Israel too. He was going to go to Israel too. No one was going to be spared. But God said through Moses, to Moses, and then through Moses to the people, but when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That is the only thing that will save you. Not because you're special, not because you're anybody, what you've done. When I see the blood, then I'm going to pass over. We have had folks in our church, not literally, but symbolically, after talking about this, go home to their homes and by faith, not with anything, go buy some blood anywhere. But they just, I heard from several folks, they went to their homes and they just, by faith, marked the doors of their home, saying, Lord, I mark by faith, this house belongs to you. This house and all in it, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. There are stories of people who were the only ones who knew Jesus in their home. And they did that by faith. Maybe they did that, or maybe just by faith. They marked the door of their house. This house belongs to God. I've seen several houses where over the door, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And by faith, they claim that. And so often, we have seen God be faithful to his promise. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved in your house. And every member of those households, every member brought to God. Brought to God. Different circumstances, different places, different times. But each one, even some, after those who had prayed that prayer of faith, had gone to heaven. They had gone to heaven, yet their prayers still followed them. And God answered every one of those prayers and saved them. And so believe. That's what this is all about. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Many years ago, Brother Paul probably could even tell the story better. As the people were worshiping, they were worshiping. Brother Gordon was going like this. Do you remember that, Brother Paul? Yeah. As I said, you probably remember even better than I do. He was going like this. And later on, some brave souls said to him, Brother Gordon, what was going on? He said, the Lord just by his spirit inspired me by faith like the high priest. When he would offer that sacrifice, he would come out and he would sprinkle the people. He would sprinkle the people with that blood. He said, just by faith, Lord told me, sprinkle, I'm sprinkling people with the blood. I'm sprinkling them with my blood. I am marking them as my own. I'm stamping my image on them. I am marking them. They are mine. They are my people. Perhaps the Lord is doing that in our lives tonight. Let him do it. When I see the blood, be covered with the blood. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. I don't have to plead the fifth. I don't have to plead anything. It's enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Claim this promise for yourself. Claim it for your family. Claim it for your church. Claim it for this camp. Claim it for every cabin and dwelling place on these grounds. And let's believe that every one of them is going to be marked by the blood. And it's not just an outward thing, but those who dwell in it will also be covered by that blood as well. So with that, let's sing that fourth verse, When I See the Blood. Oh, great compassion, oh, boundless love, oh, loving kindness, faithful and true, find peace and shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Do it, Lord Jesus. Do it for each one of us, Lord. Lord, you know each of us, you know our hearts, you know our families, you know all of our situations. Lord, we by faith, we claim the blood, Lord Jesus. We claim it over every dwelling place. We claim it over our hearts, over our families, over our loved ones. Lord, we even claim it for those who don't know you. Lord, mark them with the blood. Mark them as yours, Lord Jesus. By faith, we claim them for you. We claim them for your kingdom. We think of those who walk on these grounds who don't know you. We think of those at home who don't know you, Lord. Lord, by faith, we mark them. We mark them for you. They belong to you, Lord Jesus, and our trust is that you will go after them, that you will get them, Lord Jesus, that you will draw them into your kingdom. You will woo them with cords of love, Lord, however, whatever it takes, Lord Jesus, and that they will be yours, that we will be yours. We are yours. We thank you for it, Lord, and we're yours because of the blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.